Hello, sir.
Is this James?
Yes, sir.
James, thanks for spending some time tonight with us. We do a segment each week called Military Moments, and this week you are in the spotlight, so I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, tell me, first I want to tell me your name, your rank, branch of service, and your job title.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant James Joseph Dacey, Jr., and I'm currently the company gunnery sergeant for 8th Engineer Support Battalion. We are based out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Very cool. What is your job title?
Company gunnery sergeant. Basically, the company gunnery sergeant takes care of all the Marines' morale and welfare situations. We make sure that they're getting everything they need from basically food, mail, anything they might need, hygiene gear. The USO supports us a lot with a lot of gift bags and goodies and stuff to help the Marines stay clean, because we have a lot of Marines out further than just this base. We have Marines out at what we call forward operating bases, which are basically like big camps.
Okay, cool. Is there anything like, you talk about like gift bags or things from home. Is there any, like, one thing that you or, like, is there, like, a common theme about one thing you guys want from home that you're not getting, or?
No, I think that the families and friends of most of the Marines are getting everything out. And the mail system is great out here. The military mail system works really well. We've had Marines have about a 4 to 5 day turnaround from when their parents mailed it. So they get everything from beef jerky to, you know, Skittles and their favorite potato chips to their favorite soap. A lot of the women Marines get a lot of their favorite fragrances and perfumes and stuff like that. So everybody's pretty happy with what they're getting from their friends and family, and it's very much appreciated.
That's cool. That's not a bad turnaround, 4 to 5 days from home all the way to where you guys are at. That's pretty incredible if you think about it.
Yes, sir. Technology is great.
Exactly. Is there, besides family, what's the another thing, like, what's the one thing you miss from home?
Well, again, obviously I miss my family and my home, but if there was one thing that I miss more than anything in this world, it's my dog. He's my world. He came to me in December 2005. And Istanbul, Turkey. So he's traveled the world with me, and basically I'm missing him right now for the next 7 months.
You've been to a lot of places.
Yes, sir. I've been to, started out in Japan, then I went to Germany, then I went to Moscow, Russia, and then I spent 2.5 years in Turkey, and now I'm just hanging out in the desert in Afghanistan.
I think you're doing more than just hanging out in the desert, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. We are doing a lot more than that. My battalion, actually, our main focus right now is basically building roads. And building these roads out here is actually hindering the insurgents from placing their IEDs, because when a road is basically made hard or put asphalt on top of it, it makes it harder for them to implant their IEDs. And once we, the coalition forces, pull out of here, it will also leave a good transit route for the Afghanis to trade from city to city to city, which, as we know, that's how we started. Without transportation and without good roads, we can't really have a viable economy.
That's exactly right. Very true. I found something very fascinating when I was reading about you. Talk a little bit about your run and how you're going to raise money for Wounded Warriors. I thought this was very, very cool.
Basically, I've registered through Wounded Warriors, which is mostly Marines it was started with, but now I know there's soldiers too. And many of these Marines and soldiers have given much more than I've given. They've given a leg or an arm. It's very sad. And I figure that God gave me the gift of running. I love running, and my dog loves running with me. So I'm going to be doing a run from the front gate of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, up to the hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. And our goal is to raise $100,000, and I'm sure we're going to surpass that. And basically, people will donate by the mile through the Wounded Warrior Foundation website. And the dates that we're looking at is to start about October 25th and end on Veterans Day for the ceremony.
And you're running... What's your goal about... you've got $100,000 you want to raise. How many miles will you be running?
345, sir. It's 22 miles a day.
That's amazing. That's incredible. You know, I was just like, if you're doing like 22 miles in one day, that's a lot. But if you compound that to 345 miles, that's amazing.
Yes, sir. But like I tell most people, that when they hear that number, a lot of people think that it's like impossible. But the thing is, it's not going to be at a breakneck speed. It's going to be a pace. And that's all I'm going to be doing. I'm going to use my personal leave, and that's what I do for the day. We're going to have a website. There'll be a 3 to 5 minute clip each day to show, because kids love seeing those little maps and, you know, tracking the stuff on the computer, and there'll be T-shirts and maybe even once a, hopefully a radio station or something picks it up, there'll be call-ins, and we'll call in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, because I think that the cause that I'm going to be doing it for is great, but the experience also to just get out there and just 16 days of running, it's going to be fun. And my mother's actually going to be the driver, because I have to have a safety vehicle. So everything's pretty much going as planned so far, but there's a lot more planning to do.
Do you know what the website's going to be?
Well, no, I haven't set up the website yet, but it's registered through Wounded Warriors. So once everything is together, Marine Corps will probably pick it up and put it in Marine Corps Times, and it will be advertised. So anybody that wants to get involved, just look it up on Wounded Warriors. That will be your beginning to start there, and it will direct you to the website.
I sure would like to check back with you, kind of maybe like a month or when you get the website, the details figured out. I'd love to check back with you and kind of get our listeners involved too.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to call again.
Okay, cool. No, I'd love that. You've got family back in, is it New Jersey area?
Yes, sir. They're back in New Jersey. I have family in Wayne, New Jersey, and Ledgewood, New Jersey. Both are in North Jersey.
I would love for you right now to take some time and just say a message to your family and loved ones listening back home right now.
Well, Mom, Marty, I love you guys. Dad, I love you. And Kim, John, the boys, Dawn, everybody back home, I love you guys. We miss you. Everybody's doing great out here. Everybody's safe. Marine Corps is taking care of us. You guys are taking care of us. And to all the other families and friends of Marines serving out here, they miss you, they love you, and we're going to be home soon.
Can you do me one favor and tell me your name again and say this for me? You're listening to Military Moments on the Leah Show.
My name's James Joseph Dacey, Jr., and you're listening to Military Moments on the Leah Show.
Excellent. Is there anything I didn't cover that you'd like to talk about?
No, sir. Just basically just tell the American people again that your sons and your daughters out here, we're doing everything that's expected of us. Our commander-in-chief, we're doing everything that's directed by him, and we're doing the job to the best of our ability, and we all miss him, and we'll be home soon.
James, I really do appreciate your time tonight. You stay safe. God bless you and your family, and when you travel back home, travel safe. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Have a
good
evening.
Thank you. You too.
Do you need to speak to the lieutenant? Hello?